לחיים. In continuation to something I said earlier this evening in another forum, I gave a shiur earlier this evening at the Young Israel of Long Beach entitled What's the Crime in Hitting a Rock? And things that I said in previous years that the the basic principle, and if it doesn't sound clear to anyone listening to this, then they should listen to one of those other shiurim from earlier this evening or from earlier years. We mentioned that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael after he hit the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yan Lohem Mantem Bi. And we explained, Alpi the Sfas Emes and other Svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega's Das, right? And the Madrega of people in Eretz Yisrael, the door by Eretz was Emunah. Going from Das to Emunah. Like the Gemara says on the Seder Zroim, Emunas Zes Seder Zroim, which is all the mitzvahs at Tfuyas Ba'aretz, because in Eretz Yisrael you need Emunah, because they're going to live B'derach HaTeva as opposed to where they lived in the Dor HaMidbar, B'derach Neis. So B'derach HaTeva, you have to have Emunah, that's all really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a fact that a lot of things about the Anhaga were going to change, requiring Emunah, and in the Midbar you didn't need Emunah because it was so clear that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, because you got your mon every day, you had the Be'er, you had the Anan. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega's Das. So we mentioned in Shurim in previous years that 40 years earlier he tried another attempt to create a bridge between himself and the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael, and that was with the Meraglim. So what does Rashi say? But shlach lecha l'da'atcha. It's al das atzmacha, God says. But l'da'atcha, his madriga's das, he wants to create a bridge between das and emuna. They're supposed to be his shluchim, and to connect, but they couldn't keep the level. They came to Eretz Yisrael and they saw things that they didn't understand, which is where you need emuna. And they had siluk hadas, because there's no clarity there. They couldn't understand why people were dying, and there were all these levias. They didn't realize it was all the tovatam, that people wouldn't notice them. Right? They saw the b'nei anokim, they saw a lot they didn't understand, and they failed to make the bridge between emuna and das. They lost their das, but they didn't have emuna either. That's why I say we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. So you were yotze kereach mikan umikan, and Moshe Rabbeinu's attempt failed. He wanted to create a bridge between das and emuna. And he was given another chance in this week's parsha, like we explained earlier this evening, and in other shiurim from previous years, given another chance. I want to see how you handle when there's no das. Right? Talk to a rock. Can you talk to a rock? Right? Talk to a rock has no das. So you get frustrated and you hit the rock. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Kas is when you get frustrated. Or you get frustrated when you're in a situation you can't handle. That rock represented the lave of Am Yisrael. They're going to be like a rock. Like Rashi says, they were made of Kav Chomer. Ma even ze eno shomea ve'eno medaber ve'eno tzorch parnosa. It still listens to Dvar HaMakom. It obeys when it says, "Give water, kavachomer us, make a kavachomer from a rock." Yeah, because Am Yisrael is going to go down to Madrega of like a lave even, without das. They're going to go down to Madrega of das, from das to emuna. Right? Of course, in certain ways, emuna is higher than das, because it applies even when things are very, very high and above das. But they're going to go from emunah to das. Can you talk to a stone? Can you talk to a lev evan? That's eno shomea ve'eno medaber. You can't. Right? You get frustrated. So, lochein lo savil. Right? You're not in the madrega of emunah, you're in the madrega of das. Right? We were marich on this, and ain't kan mokum laharich on things that we spoke earlier this evening and previous years. I refer to listeners to no shiurim. But what I wanted to discuss now, and of course it has to do with our president's travel ban and his ban against sanctuary cities, all justified. All justified. Right? Right. We lost also. Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu's kivyachol loss that he couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, and do the mitzvahs up to his parts like he so much wanted to do, because all he wanted was to do mitzvahs. That's all he wanted. Right? Just wanted to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't just his loss. It was our loss also. That all these attempts that he made to try to bridge his Hanhaga with the Hanhaga of Eretz Yisrael, to cry, first Ayedet and Meraglim, and then again in this week's Parsha, with the, if he would have only spoken to the rock, he would have created a bridge between Das and Choser Das, which is when you need Emunah. Right? You know, we lost also. Right? It's a more, we shouldn't feel sorry for him, we should really more feel sorry for ourselves, that we weren't, that his attempts to bridge himself with Eretz Yisrael failed. That's why he sent the Meraglim. Mm-hmm. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned that it might fail. He sent them anyway. He did it litovat, an attempt for litovatenu. Right? How so? As the Gemara says, you know, in both in the Brachas and in Sanhedrin, right, that kol mishiyesh bo das kilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomav. Lu'umat zeh kol mishein bo das l'sof golem imkomo. The midah of das, right? So if you have it, it's as if you have a beis hamikdash, right? There are other shorts, like, you know, it brings b'marava, said, you know, da'be kula be, the law of da'be ma'be, right? You know, if you have das, you have everything. If you don't have das, you have nothing. Right? But the Gemara says specifically, a person who has das, it's kula be some mikdash. And if you don't have das, sof golem imkomo. Right? That, you know, that if we would have taken, you know, so I'll first explain it structurally, then I'll go into the Omek. If we would have taken Moshe Rabbeinu into Eretz Yisrael with us, the Midah of Das with us, we have never gone into Golos, because Misha Embo Das was Sof Golem Im Kobo. And the Beis HaMikdash would have never been Nechrav, as per that other Gemara. Ko Misha Yesh Bo Das, Kil Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav, Kal V'chomer, if you have the Midah of Das, the Beis HaMikdash won't be Nechrav. Because if Bisman, that even there's no bias, if Yesh Bo Das Kilu Nivne Kal V'chomer, if there is a Beis HaMikdash already and there's Das, it won't be Nechrav. Right? You know, said, you know, so not having the Midah of Das in Eretz Yisrael with us, right? That's what made it Shaykh, that we were able to go into Golos after that. And the Beis HaMikdash was Shaykh to being Nechrav, like the 3 weeks that are, you know, Binam Tzorim, that's Korev Mimash Beis Vabah, but we brought for help. That Mashiach will come beforehand, right? But it's all, as Chazal is saying, beforeish. The midah of das, lack of it causes golus, and when you have it, even it's kilu. There's a base of mikdash. And if the base of mikdash weren't, you know, weren't zotu, kal v'chomer, if you have a base of mikdash already, it won't be nechrav. What's the inyan? Right? Because emuna you need for hester ponim, v'emunascha balelos, and hester ponim is caused by chisaron. Right, that's what's wrong with the Bria, that the MS is not nigla, right? You have to believe in the truth. You know, you believe in a davar nistar. You don't have to have emuna for something that's right in front of you, that's right in your face. Emuna is for emunas chabel. So when the MS is hidden, that's when you need emuna to keep strong. Right, so the chisaron of hester ponim, that's which makes emuna necessary. That's what's wrong with the bria, and the hester ponim is when the MS is nister, right? The MS is hidden, but a person who has das, right? So he understands the truth, and now the term das also means connection, like Adam Yada Schava Ishtar, like we say to know in the biblical, also means zivug. It means to be totally connected. The midah of das to be totally connected to the emes. The gilui of a beis hamikdash on earth that everyone sees the shechina. Right, the shechina is everywhere anyway. You know, but in the beis hamikdash you could see it. Liros is pnei Adon Hashem. Yeroya kol schorcha. You see it. That's the end of a beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash gives das, and a person who has das, he mamish sees the truth in his mind's eye, as if there's a beis hamikdash with gilui shechina on earth. That's what it means. Kol misheshu bas das. Kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyamav, because for him he's connected with the truth the same way he's as real with it as the way you're real with the truth when our beis hamikdash is standing and the Shekhinah is revealed. Lumas, a person who has mamish no das, that, you know, that the emuna is not with a shtickle das at all, you know, person who has mamish no das is disconnected from the truth, and that's golus. You're not going to hold your position. You have no roots in reality. Right. The Maharal says on that Gemara, man's roots are his head. Your roots in reality is your mind. If you don't have das, you don't have roots. And that's the sof golem imkomo. So emuna helps, as another word of emuna in halacha is called smichus das. I'm somech das. That's when you trust someone. So we explain in my sefer, Devin Shasia, that when Chazal in Dine Mominus talk about smichus das, right? They're talking about emuna, right? It's das support, right? But emuna b'li shum das lo shaveh klum. And that's Isis, and that's the Ishmaelim. We had a whole many shurim from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zechut Zayin Kodesh Vracha, that the Inyan of Yishmael and the Aravim, and right, is emuna without das. Right? And emuna without das, you just do crazy things. Period. Lo shaveh klum. It's only worse.
Same thing with Christianity.
Right. But the ones who are worse are the liberals. En emuna ve'en das. Right? No, and that's what this Gemara, the famous Yerushalmi in Brachas. Why do we make Havdalah in Chonin Adas, Motzei Shabbos, Atachon Antano? Im ein das Havdalah minayin. The koch to be mavdo. And understand, legal people who are legal deserve to be in the United States. People who are illegal don't. Right? Right? And rachamim is only for good people, but call merachim achzorim, soful achzor rachmonim. Yeah, no, but that's it. Das, the das is to be in touch with reality, and you know the difference. There's between the good and the bad. You know the difference, right? Not making differences, love and not hate, love not hate. That's the most retarded thing. Love not hate. All right, so my physical therapist asked me, a Russian guy, that sign that he put on London Bridge after the terror attack, love, not hate, who's the sign for? Like, explain it to me, he told me. Like, who's it for? What, it's for the suicide bombers? Or they see that sign, oh man, I'm not blowing myself up. I've been convinced, love and not hate. Like, who's it for? So the suicide bombers care that you wrote a sign, love, not hate. Right? What are these people thinking? So what's it's for the victims? That they shouldn't take revenge? And they should just, continue to be murdered, and continue to be murdered, and continue to be murdered? What's the sign for? No das! Mamish, a lot of emotion, but no das. And that's what we're suffering from. Imein das havdol minayim. Now anyone, let a person use whatever bathroom he wants. What difference does it make? That's a lack of das. That is a lack of das.
The problem is of a davar. If there's das, then if there's the correct dibur.
Right. And dibur means connection. Like in the Mishnah, ruah midaberes. Right? Ruah midaberes means zivug. It's a lashon naki.
It should be
the right things. Connection. A dibur tov and not a dibur ra. That's das, right? So that's what we're missing, because and that's what the binyan base merish. We want b'mer b'yameinu. So we proved from El Chazal that the base merish is from the midah of das, right? Because when you go to base merish, there's a God. You don't just believe because you see the shechina. That's why it's called yireh kol schorchas pnei Adon Hashem. Seeing is, what the goyim say, seeing is not true. Seeing is knowing. You don't need to believe if you see it. Mamash
be'inayim. Like tochazi in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, tochazi.
Toshama in Bavel.
Right, right. We spoke about that. Right. Okay. Right, you see it. Right? And Mishesh Bodas, he sees the emes in his mind's eye. And the fact that, that there's the chisern in the Bria that requires a moon, that's what's wrong with the Bria. The Navi says also, Umola Oretz Deya Es Hashem. That the world will be fooled, right? Lo yareu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kach. It won't be anymore. Ki molar tzdeyas Hashem. Right? Because the world is full of das. That's the gil that we're waiting for. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu before he died. It's a medrash in Parshas Hazino. Chayecha keshem shenahagta hinhagta banai b'olam hazeh Atam manhigam la'asid lava. Moshe Rabbeinu is destined to be our manhig again. Because when the midah of das will be in this galu, malarz das Hashem, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's midah, the midah of das. And when das fills the whole world, right, and emuna won't be necessary to stay from. We'll need emuna just for the madregas that are lamala from das. But you won't need emuna for the sake of stam being a from a yid, because that'll be so clear that Torah is emes. You'll need emuna just for, you'll still need emuna, but for the madregas that are lamala misechol, lamala from das, right? You know, and it's going to be, it starts with Mashiach, but it gets deeper and deeper, right? And eventually it's called that Moshe Rabbeinu will be the manik again, even though he won't be the melech. Melech HaMashiach will be the melech, but it'll be called, he's the manik, he sets the tone, because it'll be the midah of das will be sholit, right? And midah of das, that's why there won't be crime anymore. That's why there won't be crime. They won't know the MS, you know, as opposed to the liberals that they are just so nice to the criminals, so nice to the terrorists, like a Cuomo Yamachimo, right, the governor, right? You know, he's raised like millions and millions of dollars for some kid of some terrorist in Iran to come here and have an operation. When there are plenty of his own citizens in the state of New York who don't have food and don't have medicine, right? But for Yenner, you know, who's not even a citizen, right, may even be a kid of terrorists, you know, to bring him to America and take it. Yeah, that's okay.
There's Chachm, there's Bina, and there's Das. Das, the Maaseh, is Torah.
Being connected
so
to the MS.
In the Shahr HaNun, that's the Torah that's going to be...
Right? And that's what we're up against, you know, the Zaydim, you know, Cuomo and de Blasio, right? Mamash, you know, Am Yisrael's never faced greater enemies, right? Greater enemies. You know, this is a Shloah Kodesh on the famous Medrash. You know, this is what we're up against. What we're up against and why we have to stand behind our president, B'chol HaKoach. And not to say that our president is a role model for our children, but actually, yeah, at least he's fighting. Right. But listen to this. Listen to this Medrash and the way the Shloah types up. It says, Cain killed Hevel. Right, so then comes Esav and says, "Shoita haya Kayin," because he killed his brother. But in the meantime, Adam was part of a rabbi and he had chase. No. Yikrvu yimei evel avi vargas Yaakov achi is roughly my brother. You know, yikrvu yimei evel, he conspired to kill Yitzchak, so Yitzchak can't have more kids. Mm-hmm. And then he was going to kill Yaakov, and that's how you get the job done. Right. And then Paro comes and says, "Shoita haya Esav." Right, because Bismani was waiting to kill Yitzchak, conspiring to kill Yitzchak. Yaakov went to Beis Lavan and he was part of Verobe. You know, he married, you know, Rachel and Leah. Nah, you know, Kol Ben Al Yinod Hayora Tashlichul Kol Bas Techayim. You just got to kill all the men. Comes Haman and says, Shoita Hayaparo. That Bismani was working on killing the Zcharim. The women made sure to have more kids. Right, and even if they had it, they only did it with Yidden, right? But even Lu Yitzir, they would have had it with the Mitzri. The halacha is that Goya Abba Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Yid, right? So it's Shoita Yaparo, you know. So that says how much Shoita Yaparo. We have to kill them all. Right? It was Gozer, you know, everything, you know, Taf Venoshim, Taf Venoshim, everyone. You got to kill them all out, right? And the whole world has been in Haman mode ever since. Up to, you know, Hitler, Yamach Shemo. But then, says the Medrash, will come Gog. And Gog will say, Shoita Haya Haman. Because Am Yisrael is a patron, Gadol Bashamayim. They have a great patron, a great protector in heaven. Right? So it won't work. So that's what the Pasuk says. Nostu Noadu Al Hashem V'Al Mashicho. Gog is destined to make Muhammad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you have to take God down first. Take God down first, then you could take on Am Yisrael. You have to kill God first. So that says, you have to kill HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Right? And that's what the Pasuk says. That's where the Medrash ends, you know. And that's what the Pasuk into it says, Al Hashem V'Al Mashicho. We're going to make war with the first one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Frek the Shloah Kasha, right? Shloah brings his Medrash. How do you kill God? Right? Apikorsis. Simple. Apikorsis. Make God irrelevant. cut people's connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how you killed God. Right? Because to make to break the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Am Yisrael. Break Am Yisrael's connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu irrelevant by filling the world with apikorsis. Right? And that's what they're doing. Right? That's what the liberals are doing. It's also to do the Ten Commandments, Birshus HaRabim, you know, any sign, no religion in public schools or in public places. Mm-hmm. Religion is Osir Befarhesia, because it's offensive, you know, it violates our safe spaces. And with the, but, you know, but it's okay, we have to listen, you know, with the Fagelach parading, it's all, you have to know, Be'omekup, it's a war on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a mikra, it's not a coincidence that they are the most senseless people. They must go without das, no chilukim. No chilukim between Zohar and the Keva, and no, right? No chilukim.
It's not a physical war.
Yeah, it's an ideological war. But it's not, I'm going to say, it's not a mikra that they show zero das, but and they have the agenda of kfira. Because the midah of das is the midah of dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the midah of dveikus in the emes, like we're explaining. And emunah is how to cope if you don't have dveikus in the emes, because the emes is nister, how to cope. And have to have your still a kesher, even behester. But the ikar midah of connection with the emes and the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is das. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the more you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more the hashgacha protest there is on you. And a person who never forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous shmira on him that he can't get hurt. But if you don't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mida k'neged mida, he doesn't think about you and he abandons you. The mida of das is our dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dveikus. Like Adam Yoda, Eschava Ishto. You know, it's dveikus. Connection. They're trying to destroy the mida of das because the mida of das is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's apikorsis mechad gisa and senselessness midach gisa to ruin the midah of das. There should be no avdol between Zohar and Keva. There should be no avdol between Tzaddik and Russia. There should be no avdol between a person that could legally and has the right to be here and is beneficial society and someone who's mamish lehefech. It's the same agenda. Break our connection. And break our connection is to break the midah of das. And that's what we're missing. And that's the tragedy, that we didn't take Moshe Rabbeinu with us in Eretz Yisrael. We would have created a bridge between Emunah and Das. And then the Beis Hamikdash would have never been Nechrav, and the Golos would have never happened. Because Misha Yesh Bo Das, Ki Hu Nivra Beis Hamikdash B'Yamav, Misha Ein Bo Das, Sof Golem Mekomo. And that's the war that we're up against. And we have to make countermeasures to increase the midah of Das in the world. Right? More Limud HaTorah. More limud, not just of Tarastan, but of Hashkafa and Emunah, you know, and not be afraid and not be apologetic about what it says in our Torah, about Mishkav Zohar and how bad it is and everything, all the truth of the Torah, to say it without fear. Because if we start being apologetic, right, and we let the liberals continue, you'll see. You could go to jail soon for having your tzitzis out or wearing a kippah because it's offensive to the apikorsim. Right, because they know what it says in the Bible. It says, one of those mitzvahs is that it's a toeva for a zohar and a zohar. That's offending me in my safe space. They're going to put us in concentration camps. Right? So we shouldn't be violating the safe spaces. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. If a baker gets a knas for refusing to bake a cake for a fagel or wedding, right? It's happened already.
Yeah.
Right? Right? What do you think? You're not going to come for us? You don't think it's going to get worse and worse? Right? Shem Rachel and Rosh for help, you know, if we mischazik in the midah of das and to be unapologetic about it. V'chol aminim, v'chol liberals, v'chol feglach, meri karesu, v'aisel Hashem amlucha.
By the way, you said the connection between Amun.